All right. I'd like to welcome everyone for joining today. I really want to appreciate you sharing your time, especially weekend, which it's a lot of sacrifice. It's a family time, and so I appreciate you all tuning in today. Today is the second episode in our farm setup webinar series, and today we're going to be talking about farm layout and design. With focus more on how do you optimize farm layout for better productivity on the farm. We have a very long way to go today. Have a number of things I hope we are able to cover. First of all, I want us to start with why is this issue even a very important one? Why farm layout? The second, we delve a little bit into the principles of farm layout. We then look into some considerations of things you have to take into consideration when you want to go about the design and the layout of your farm. Then I hope to maybe briefly look into farm map. And finally, we wrap up sharing some of our practical ideas on how to really optimize your farm for better productivity. Some specific ideas. I think I'm having unstable internet. Okay, I think it's back. But before we get to start, I'd love to have a little bit of interaction. I think I have a question for us. I want to know what is the name of the most beautiful farm you have ever been to. So you could raise your hand, or we could use the chat button for it. But I'd love to hear from everyone that is on call. What is the most beautiful farm you have ever been to? Who want to go first? Hello. Do I start calling name? Would that make it easier? Paul, I could see that you unmuted, that you're about to talk, but I couldn't hear you again. Can you hear me, Paul? Okay, yeah. So I could see her Mimi saying the farm is in a bad now. She couldn't recall the name. So that's okay too. If you couldn't recall the name, just tell maybe a little bit about it. Thank you for sharing that, Mimi. We want to go. I could see I have Tony Adebayo here. Can you tell us briefly, either through chat or maybe through voice? The most beautiful farm you have ever been to. Hello, can you hear me? I want to be sure everyone can hear me loud and clear. I could see.
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, finally, Paul, I could hear you now.
Yeah, thank you, Doctor.
Thank you so much for being here. Yeah,
I
so
think I've been to some farms in the
please go ahead.
I've been to some farms in the UK, and I loved the layout.
Let's
I
see.
loved the way they have been,
Yeah, that's cool. Network. Yeah, I'm guessing the network, it we could barely hear what you're saying. Yes, sorry about that. We could barely hear what you're saying. I'm guessing it's because of the network. Yeah, baby, you said a very big portrait with a large fish pond. I'm not sure. Oh, Paul, we couldn't hear anything you're saying. I think I'm just going to mute
Like
now.
that, beautiful.
The network was a little bit foxy. We couldn't even hear, but I could pick up the fact that you visited a number of beautiful farms in the UK before. That's good. Bimi, do you think that would be Zatec? Is it Zatec, or if you can recall the name of the farm? Anyway, thank you for those that have been able to share one or two things about the farms that they visited before. So let's just, before we go into the details of today, I've received so much question about the farm setup boot camp. The first series of it, the first cohort, it's already even filled up. But the second cohort, it's kicking off in October 3rd. I want to use this opportunity to say, if anyone has specific question about the farm setup boot camp, please, I will create time at the end of this webinar to be able to attend to those as well. For those that are just hearing about it, I guess my network went off briefly as well. But can you hear me now? Hello? Hello? Okay, thank you. So for those that are just hearing about the farm setup boot camp, it's a 10-day program through which you're part of a team that set up a new farm from the beginning. The idea is to give people opportunity to be part of setting up new farms and learn about everything that is very critical to setting up a farm. Whether it's irrigation setup, whether it's nursery setup, whether it's bed making, whether it's farm layout, mapping, and a number of things that we are talking about in this series of webinars, about the practical experience of it. Some people we have opportunity to come live and be part of it on our farms. And some people can be part of the journey through the through virtual connection as well. So if you are interested in it, you could apply through the link in the bottom there, farmwella.com/FSB. And if you have more questions about it, I'll be very glad to answer this question. So, without further delay, I would love to go into our webinar for today. So, the first question is, why farm layout and design? What are the benefits of farm layout? Why is this very important? There are so many reasons why this is very crucial in order to optimize your farm for better productivity. I'm just going to touch on about 10 of them in terms of the importance and the benefit of a farm layout. The first thing is taking time to think about your farm, the layout and designing it helps you maximize the area, the total areas of your farm. Because we're able to think of the second one, which is, help you identify different features. Different land, different farm have different features. Some have slopy area, some have maybe marshy area, some it's just plain. But carrying out a farm layout help you identify these different features and help you know how do you make best use of them. How do you put them into a very good use. So these are things that are very crucial that farm layout and design helps you to achieve. The top benefit, why it's very important to things to do, especially if you are thinking of starting a farm, it's through farm layout and design, you are able to identify natural resources, but maybe more importantly, on how to leverage them, how to leverage them for the benefit of your farm. For instance, things like where is the sunset, things like the wind area. So all of those things are very crucial that you can take advantage of when it comes to laying out your farm and designing it as a whole. The other thing is the process of farm layout could help you actually save cost. Because through it, you are able to identify how to lower the cost. For instance, can you design your irrigation differently in such a way that you are spending less on fuel? Can you do different things? So all of these are crucial issues that farm layout and design help you to identify from the beginning. Sometimes some mistakes are just very much difficult to control, to change. But if you think about the layout and design from the beginning, you are able to leverage different opportunities, things that might even be disadvantaged in the first instance. But if you think of it differently, especially if you have access to experts and knowledge, you are able to turn it around and could help you save costs. The other thing is, where do you put your infrastructure, different infrastructure, in a way that, you know, benefits your farm in the long run? So carrying out farm layout and design help you identify which infrastructure should go to peculiar locations. Where should your storage be? Where should the cleaning place be? Where should the equipment be? Where should the road be? So carrying out farm layout and designs, helps you in knowing where to site different infrastructure that you might need on the farm. Because of time, I'm just going to go through this point very quickly. The other thing is plot sizing. The process of carrying out, you know, farm layout help you with the plot sizing. Your plot sizing is a critical component of it. It's one of the things I find very amusing, especially with a number of farmers that we've had opportunity to work with in the time past. We find a situation whereby many farmers don't even know the size of their farm, which basically puts everything to a game of, I don't know what to call it, like a game of chance, because the plot sizing is what helps you with knowing how much fertilizer should you apply, how much pesticide should you apply, how different things that are very crucial within the farm.
What different
can we mute? I'm gonna have to mute everybody. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So plot sizing is a very critical component of farm layout and design. It helps you plan what kind of actually plot sizing is best for your farm. Depending now on what you're producing, depending on how you want to go about the production system you're using, depending on so many other factors, farm layout helps you with the plot sizing. The other thing is the ease of navigation. If you take the time to carry out a very good farm layout and design, you'll be able to take into consideration navigation across the farms. So it helps with the ease of navigation as well. The other thing is time efficiency, because if you carry out farm layout, you're able to minimize time consumed on routine work. You're able to say, okay, let's put this here so that, you know, the commute to certain routine activity that happens more frequently can be optimized in a way that have more efficiency overall in the farm. So these are major issues that are very important. The other thing, which touched on the question I was asking us earlier on, is the aesthetics. If you design the farm very well, it also improves the aesthetics of the farm overall, which increases the value of your farm. Whether even maybe it becomes a place of tourism that more people want to visit. For instance, we were sharing earlier on a farm she visited more than 20 years ago, and she still have a very vivid memory of it. These are some of the things that our family health and design could help achieve for your farm. The last point I'm just going to touch on before moving on to the core principles, it's safety and security. Because family health can help improve the organizations on your farm, which means you are able to think of safety. Where and where do we prevent hazards? What different kind of security should we put in place? Where should we locate our storage compared to this? So safety and security, and also even biosecurity, becomes a very crucial benefit that you derive from a farm layout, because you are able to, for instance, for people that have livestock, you're able to tell, okay, we want to reduce commute to this livestock, to reduce the issues of disease or carriers, and so many things like that that are very, very important when it comes to carrying out the farm layout for your farm. So because of the time, I can't wait to get into where we are going to share specific ideas on it. I want to touch on principles and basic factors that really influence how you go about farm layout and design. The first thing, the first principle that you have to take into consideration when you are thinking about doing a layout for your farm or designing a layout generally is feasibility and accessibility. And that's a core principle you want to put in mind. How do I make different things visible and how do I make them accessible? Whether it's the plot, the field, whether it's where you have infrastructure, maybe your irrigation systems, or where you have storage. This is a core principle you want to have at the back of your mind. The second thing is for you also to define what kind of farming systems do you really want to put in place. This is a more broader area. For instance, if you have mixed farming system, maybe you're going to have livestock and you're going to have crop farming. Definitely the way you are going to go about the design is going to be different. There are other issues that you have to take into consideration in that instances. Or maybe you are practicing organic farm or maybe conventional farm. So you have to think of different infrastructure. For instance, if you are practicing an organic farm, you might want to think of, okay, where do I want to put my compost facilities in order to enhance? So the farming systems, it's a major factors or that you also have to have at the back of your mind when you are carrying out farm design and layout. The other principle is waste management systems. Every farm generates waste. Now you want to think, now how do we leverage this waste to become asset for your farm? Thinking about how you're going to manage those waste play a critical role on how you go about designing the whole farm as a whole. How do you want to do it in such a way that it doesn't become a mess or it doesn't become a major menace for your farm? So waste management systems, it's another major factor that you have to put in consideration when you are thinking of carrying out your farm design or layout in general. The other factor is topography, which basically is talking how slopy, what are the different aspects of the land? What's the topography like? Is it plain land? Is it hilly? Do you have some other places that is marshy, or do you have some places that are maybe more hard? For instance, you don't want to put farm structure in the marshy area that have tendency to have more water and overflowed. You want to identify an area that give your building a better foundation. The same thing when you're thinking about your plots, different crops or different things that you might want to grow. So topography is a key element that influence how your farm design should look like or how the layout will look like in general. Another factor that you have to put in mind is the climatic conditions. And now this is a very wide area. We can even spend a whole day talking about the climatic conditions because we can talk about the rain component of it, whether you're talking about how do you prevent erosion or how do you direct water flow across the whole farm, or we could talk about the temperature. Or we could just talk about the wind factor, which is a major factor you have to think about when you're carrying out a farm design and layout. The wind speed and the wind direction. You want to think about how do you put your field compared to building, where and where should you site them in such a way that reduce the impact of wind, or in such a way that you can actually leverage wind direction to your advantage. So climatic condition is another major factor that you have to think about when you are going about your farm design and layout. So the other thing is production system. Production system becomes also a very important component. As for instance, whether you just want to do a rain-fed production system or a full irrigation system, or do you want to do a year-round? So part of that is production intensity. How intense is it going to look like? So the way you're going to design that is going to be different. The way your bed is going to, you're going to make bed, if you are just doing a very short-term production compared to a more long-term. So the production system becomes a very critical. Are you just growing vegetable or you are doing a plantation? All these factors becomes very crucial on how you go about the design. As a major principles as well to put in mind. The other thing is farm size and also features. So the way we're going to go about designing a 2-acre farm is not the same way we're going to design a 20-acre farm. Size becomes a very critical component on where and where we put different things and what can we have over there. So farm size and also specific features on the farm are other major factors that you have to think about when you are going about farm design and layout. The other thing is equipment and machineries. Are you going to be leveraging so much of equipment and machineries, or is it just going to be manual labor? Because if you're having more machinery, that means you need to have a place to put them. You need to think about how tractor is going to move from one place to another. How do we make enough road? What kind of dimensions do we give? So these are major factors that you want to think about and want to put in place when carrying out farm design and layout. The other point is soil. As I mentioned last week, I'm a soil scientist. So yeah, soil is a major thing. The kind of soil you have influence or even determine what kind of crop you can grow and what should go where and how to go about it. And that includes things like the soil depth, whether it's a marshy area also, whether it's a sandy, whether it's loamy or whether it's clay, all of those speak into how you go about farm design and layout. The last one I'm going to touch on is expansion plan. If you want to have an expansion plan, it's better to have that in mind as you are designing, so that doesn't get disrupted in the future. So what kind of expansion plan do you have? So that's another major thing that you have to put into consideration when going about farm layout. Before I continue, I'm wondering if we have Mr. Isaac Digbite on the call. I know you and I talked earlier on. I wanted to maybe have your take on other factors that I might miss. Is Mr. Isaac there? No, I don't think he's on the call. Yeah. As we move on, I want to talk about other things that you might want to take into consideration as well. So aside those principles, there are external factors. So if you look at those things I've talked about earlier on, there are things that are in the farm. But there are other external factors that also influence how you go about farm design and layout. For instance, let me just mention six of them. Capital. How much fund do you have available? Because that determines what kind of infrastructure. That determines what we can afford. Where do we put different things? Access and availability of capital for the project, it's a major factor that must be taken into consideration as well. The other thing is access to knowledge, access to expertise. access to experienced personnel that could help with that design and that layout. If you are going about setting up a farm for the first time, you just don't want to go with your hunch. You want to rely on the knowledge and experience of other people as much as possible. And that helps you avoid so many mistakes down the road that could be very costly and could be, you know, more expensive actually later on. The other thing you want to think about is access to farm setup labor. There are certain things when it comes to farm setup that you still need manual labors to do or machine to do. I don't know if everybody can see, hear me. Okay, I think it's back. So access to labor is another major factor that must also be taken into consideration. Road, that's another factor. Transport of produce to market or transport of input to the farm. So how accessible is this? That's another external factor that must be taken into consideration. The other thing is compliance with statutory laws and regulations. I know this is not a major thing in most places in Nigeria, but you know, in other countries, there are code, there are different specifically that you have to follow as far as law is concerned in setting up your farm. So whether you are setting up the storage facility or you are setting up washing place or even where you have your equipment, there are certain things that you have to comply with. So that's another major factor as well that you have to put into consideration when setting up your farm. Input is another one. What kind of input are you going to need on the farm? Do you have access to them? Whether even services as well. People that are going to help, whether it's plumbing services, whether it's carpentry services, that are all very crucial components of setting up your farm. So, I also quickly want to go over when you're setting up your farm. One of the things you do is develop a farm map, right? Which tells where different things are within your farm. So when you do the layout, you have the design. I think I'm going to show an example of a design shortly right now. But one of the things you produce as well is a farm map, right? What are the major things that you need to think about when you're developing that farm map? If everyone could mute, please, Samson. I think, Samson, can you mute, please? So what are the major items and features that you really want to include in your farm map? So the first one is buildings. If you're going to have buildings, where are they located? Storage, that's another one. Streams, or even other sources of water. Yeah, if you have a borehole, where is it located? Field. Different feed for different crops. Where is it? Where is the fence? And there are so many other things that you also want to be able to locate in your farm map. Where is the wetland? Where is the waterway? Where is the well? Where is the pens? If you have your septic systems, where is it? There are some underground pipe. Where is it located? It's very important to include all of these things in your farm map when you develop the overall farm layout and design. So, for instance, here is an example of you know, one overall design of what farm layout could look like. Here is another one. You could see here some of those features that I mentioned about, whether it's the water closet, where is it located, different features within the whole farm as a whole that you really want to show in your own overall farm. So when carrying out the farm layout, there are certain tools that you need. That include things like measuring tape. That include things like GPS, things like compass, line ropes, and a number of things that become very crucial when you are laying out your farm or when you are designing the farm as a whole, that become things that you leverage on when you go about it. These are some of the things that we're going to go through in the farm setup bootcamp for those that might be interested in joining the bootcamp. So because of time, I want to focus a little bit more on specific ideas now on how do you really optimize layout for better productivity on your farm. Maybe you just want to share 4 or 5 ideas of things to think about before we then open up for question and answer and interaction as a whole. Number one, think about irrigation cost, okay? Irrigation cost. How do you reduce irrigation cost? So for instance, one of the things you want to think about is, okay, how do I leverage the topography of the land? How do I leverage what I have in such a way that can I have some sort of gravity-fed irrigation system? So that means you are thinking about where you put, how you go about irrigation design as a whole, and where you put different things in such a way that you can leverage on gravity to build up pressure for water supply to the crop. So that's one thing that farm layout help you to think about. If you just go about irrigation design without thinking about the overall aspect of your farm, without looking at the topography, without looking at your water resource, without looking at all the some of the factors that I've mentioned earlier on, you could end up having an irrigation system that costs more, whereby you are spending so much on fuel on pump in the long run. This has happened in one of the farms that we consulted on in the past. The irrigation was done in such a way that they don't really take advantage of the gravity. And the farm ended up having to have 3 different pumps. So we have to change the overall irrigation systems, which cost more. But in the long run, it begins to save on fuel, begin to save on a lot of challenges that irrigation systems are kept having before the changes were made. The other thing is, water reservoir location. Where do you want to relocate reservoir? So the major principle here is you want the reservoir to be at the highest elevation. So now there are definitely choices. Do we want to have it in the highest elevation close to the field or highest elevation close to the water source? Sometimes we might have to do some economic analysis to see which one makes sense more. Because sometimes pumping all the way to somewhere that is high but close to the field might save more in the long run, whereby you're able to leverage gravity to do the rest. But sometimes the distance to water source might be so long and might cost a little bit more in infrastructure at the beginning. So these are things that we have to take into consideration. But the farm layout help you think through it in knowing how do you really optimize the farm as a whole for better productivity. So irrigation cost, it's a major one to think about. The other thing is the safety precautions. For instance, you want to have windbreak at right angles. In order to be able to break wind, in order to safeguard the farm, and because you could leverage that to actually increase more pollination within the farm, which essentially is your yield, rather than reducing the yield. So that's one very crucial one. The other thing, it's you want to keep wood away from places whereby that could get ignited and cause fire hazard. So that's another thing to put in mind, safety precautions that farm layout and design could help you think through from the beginning. The other thing is infrastructure siting. Where do you site different infrastructure? There are ways you can site infrastructure that could reduce, that could enhance productivity on your farm as a whole. For instance, you want livestock farm structure to be sited toward the southern part of the farm because wind blows from north towards south. But if you do it the other way around, that could have a major impact on the health of the animals. That could affect their rate of metabolism, which reduce yield, the ability to put on more weight. So these are major, they look like small things, but affect productivity as a whole. When it comes to getting your farm to perform better. So where you put different infrastructure becomes a crucial component of it. So another maybe idea I want to share on that is open side of any structure. So definitely if you are having structure on it, you want the open side to face the southern part because that could block the prevailing wind also that comes from the north. That's another thing also that you are thinking about in how do you site your specific infrastructure. So that's another idea that we could take advantage of. Still talking about infrastructure as well, you want the storage points to be separated from other structure. Remember one of the points I talked about, it's accessibility and feasibility. You want your storage to be something you can easily see. So that helps reduce the incidence of whether it's theft, whether it's beverage. And so that's just something to think about. I'll be glad to hear what everybody think about in these instances though. I also want to talk on how things that will help enhance productivity. For instance, you want to have, if you have equipment, if you are your bigger farm that you leverage a little bit more on a lot of massive equipment, you want them to be close to where you take care of them. So that's something that will enhance productivity. But even for a small farm, you definitely have a packing house, maybe where you, when you harvest, where you put things, you want to consider proximity to field. In order to enhance productivity, in order to reduce, the travel time, which basically could enhance productivity as a whole. So I really want to have open up for conversation and question and answer a little bit, and hoping also that people will have questions later on and maybe share ideas as well. So let me open up for question and answer at this point. Does anyone have specific questions or maybe even statements or other things that comes to mind when it comes to this farm layout and design that we'll be talking about? We can also use the chat box as part of the communication channel on this. Okay, Olubukola, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. I just want to find out, is there a minimum farm size that we can have before we think of a farm layout?
That's a very, very good question. The short answer is no. It depends on what we want to grow. Even for a backyard farm, that it's very small, maybe half a plot or so, thinking about all of these things could help improve productivity. You are thinking, okay, how do I divide it into different sections? What do I really want to grow? How do I have the plot? So there is no farm that is too small to think about farm layout and design. The more thought we put into where we want different things to be from the beginning, the better it is for the performance of the farm as a whole. Whether if it is a one plot farm, if it is an half acre farm, thinking through the plot sizing, I've seen this have a major repercussion in terms of the yield output as a whole. Let me give an example. For instance, we have a particular land, very small, less than an acre. Yeah. There are plot sizing that we could use that could use almost everywhere and get better output. For instance, we were debating, okay, this is a very small, should we have a single bedroom? Should we have double bedroom? Should we have even four bedroom? We eventually went to for a four bedroom and we find out when we compare it to a single bed row, the difference was just, the difference was just there. So the idea is there is no farm that is too small to think about farm design and layout. Now, how we're going to apply them is going to look different, 20 acre or 2 acre or half acre. But all these principles, they are still applicable. I don't know if I answered the question.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, I can see a question in the chat box. Are there specific professionals who design farm layouts? You want to check the soil type and before acquiring a specific plot size, can you explain soil types? Okay, good. So this is one of the things we're trying to do in terms of skills, empowerment and enhancement, at least in Nigeria, at least for now, whereby people are trained on specific skill sets that they can apply. There are people that have more experience that have done farm layout. I know we still don't have it in a university as a course of study. I'm hoping that we get there one day. But yes, there are professionals that have experience in farm layout that you really want to leverage on. But I believe we still need to do more. So your second question, yes, you have to do soil type testing and know your soil type before you acquire any land. Please do. It's very important. Because the soil type, the depth, the fertility level, all of those things influence what you can do and what you cannot do on the land. So it's always a very good practice to put into consideration to carry out soil testing before even purchasing it. I know it could be a little bit expensive, you know, about 15,000 naira to do, but it could save you a lot in the long run. Yeah. Kyle Deidou, please go ahead.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for the lecture. It's really giving me enough insight. I really appreciate it. Bless you, sir. My first question is this. So, talk about the infrastructure, where infrastructure can be sited. And you specifically mentioned the spout. So, my question is, can the infrastructure should be sited maybe in the north, in the east, in the west? Why particular about the spout?
Okay. It was a struggle, but I could. I think I hear you. I believe you are talking. So let me explain that a little bit more. Let me see. I believe you are referring to this.
Yes, I'm talking about the infrastructure.
Exactly. So, wind. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, I can hear you, sir.
Okay, I think it's better now. It was a little bit, I was struggling to hear you before. So, wind blows from north towards south in general, at least in general terms. So, one of the things you don't want to expose your infrastructure to the direction of the wind. So what I was saying is not that you can have infrastructure anywhere, whether it's north or west or south. It's about where is it facing. The way in any specific location where the infrastructure is, where do you want it to face? So for instance, here I was sharing the idea of the livestock farm infrastructure. So if it's a place whereby you're going to have animals, you're going to have livestock, you want it to be towards the south in terms of where it faces, which is the same thing if you have an infrastructure that have an open site. You want it to face the south, because if it is facing the south, that will block the wind coming from the northern side. So if I can hear you very well now, so the question is, how do you identify north, south in any particular location? I think there is a, how do we, there is a an antidote, how do I, what's the best word for that? Maybe I don't want to use the word crude or way to know. Number one, where is the sun setting? Where is the sun rising? If you can locate where the sun sets and where the sun rises, that help you identify east and west. And once you can locate east and west, you know, your west is towards now the left-hand side, and then the east towards the right. The north, it's the hub of that west. I think maybe I could send maybe a little, like a 2-minute video or so to you on that. So that, but mostly you could just buy the small magnet, the compass, that can easily tell from any locations whether this direction is facing south or this direction is facing west. So the point I was raising here, it's more about where do you want the building to face? So you don't want the building to face the north, because that means you are exposing it to the rush, the direct impact of the wind. And that's the point we're trying to make. I don't know if that answered your question, or I was struggling hearing the question clearly though.
Okay, thank you very much. I think I get, the network is not really helping, but I think I got your explanation very well, sir. I was just looking at it, because from your what you're saying, if the wind is coming from the north and the structure is mounted on the south, like the force from the wind will just be coming directly to the south, but you explained that by the time the wind is coming from the north, the force might have reduced, unlike when the structure is mounted in front of the south directly also. Yeah. So I think I understand that. Thank you very much, sir. My other question is this, concerning the soil type and the kind of crop to plant. Is it that, for instance, now after you've done your soil tests, and there is an assumption that, okay, this soil is good for, let's say, cocoa, does that mean that the soil cannot do well if other crops are planted on it?
Sorry, can you repeat that a little bit?
I was talking about the soil type and the crop that does well on a particular soil. I know that, I understand that there are some crops that does well on a soil. But does that mean now, for instance, now after you've done your soil test and it's recommended that cocoa will do well on that soil, and maybe I feel like I don't want to do cocoa, let me go for palm tree or garbage or cucumber, does that mean that those other crops won't do well on the soil?
No, I don't think
so. I don't know
so.
If you get me, sir.
Yes, I get your question. So, for instance, okay. So recommendations, there is always context to any recommendation, which is, it's always good to know what's the context around this recommendation. So if somebody recommends to you, this soil will do well in cocoa, that means the question to that person was, can this soil do well in cocoa? Yes, what I know. If a soil is doing well in cocoa, it'll probably do well in a number of other crops. I can think of at least 10 other crops now that it will probably do well as well. So it boils down to context. So the first thing is, okay, what do you want to do? What do you have in mind? So the soil test is then used specifically for what you have in mind to be able to say, no, it cannot be. So any soil could support different kind of crops, but there are certain crops that do well in different areas, and there are certain crops that, based on the soil test, you might have to do some amelioration to make them fit or for them to be able to perform for other crops. So we will have to interpret the soil test result in the context of peculiar crop that you want to grow. But if somebody tells you that this crop can do well in cocoa, the next question you want to ask them, maybe you want to go palm tree. Okay, can it also do well in palm tree? So you might want to ask. Now I know what palm tree needs, and it's a little bit, there's a slight difference with cocoa, although there is overlapping between them. So the question, I don't know which soil it is, whether it's the one that overlaps or at the extremes. So contest, it's what we help. But any peculiar soil can support, I know, multiple crops. We just have to put it into contest to be able to give correct interpretation on it. Okay, I see a question here by Demi. In the case of rice farmers who encounter flooding due to heavy rainfall and record losses, could layout of the farm help prevent such problem? Well, contest. Yes, layout, one of the things that layout helps is anticipating issues like flooding. So layout means you are putting in place road, you are putting in place where water can easily pass. You are putting all of those things into consideration from the beginning. And now there are certain kind of flood right now that are beyond just one farm layout. You know, like the example that is going on, I think is in Pakistan or so. So with the climate change and all of that, that becomes. However, in terms of flash flooding. If you do a very good layout and plan, it could really, really, really reduce the impact of such flooding and reduce the kind of losses compared to people that didn't do any kind of layout and just go about it without any thought for it. I don't know if that answers the question, though. I could see two more hands still raised. I don't even know who raised first. But let me call on Holy Bukola. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm really enjoying the training. Now, the issue of crop rotation, how does this come into play in farm design and layout? You understand my point.
I do understand your question. Another beautiful question. Very, very good question. Yeah. So one of the core things why we do farm layout is to be able to plan crop rotations. And for people that might not have an in-depth understanding of what that means, crop rotations basically mean you don't want to keep growing the same thing in the same place all the time. So when you are growing the same crop in the same location, there will be tendency to have more problems there. For instance, because the pests, some pests, maybe they have a little impact when you produce there last year. If you produce the same thing now, they will grow more. They become more and more and more and more. That becomes a major issue. So one of the ways to combat that challenge is to do crop rotations, whereby you grow different crops in different places over time. So let's say we have one land now, we grow soybeans there this year, the following year it's corn, the following year maybe it's alfalfa, the following year, okay, maybe we do rice. So we do different crops over time. That help break the disease or the pest or other issues that could come up. So crop rotation is very important. So farm design, it's a major, it's one of the things that you put into consideration in farm design, in a way that you are able to have different fields and able to plan the rotations as part of the farm design. So a very good question. Yes. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, you're welcome, ma. Yeah. Any other question? All right. I really want to appreciate everyone for being here. Thank you so much for spending your Saturday evening with us. The next, the third episode in the webinar will be coming up in 2 weeks' time. We're going to I think we already have your details. We're going to share the details with you as well. We have about 6 episodes of this webinar plan over the next 6-7 weeks now. And we hope to have you in each one. And you please feel free also to invite friends and family to be able to join. And if you are interested in the Farm Setup Bootcamp, as we talked about, please, the link is over there. I will put the link also in the chat box to take advantage of it. Thank you so much for being here today. Goodbye, everyone.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yeah, is there a place we can watch the replay of the webinars, both subsequent and today?
Okay, we will try to share the audio of this webinar latest by Monday. If you've registered, I mean, we have your email. We'll try send the audio to your email latest by Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.